KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic. Most of the heavier showers and thunderstorms have moved off to our south-southeast. Just a few lingering sprinkles in the Atlantic area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for parts of southwest Iowa. Officials say 2 to 4 inches of rain has already fallen across the area where new storms were heading this morning. The service also confirmed that 2 tornadoes struck 2 eastern Iowa counties Sunday morning. A twister rated EF1 with peak winds of up to 100 miles per hour was on the ground for just a couple of minutes in Jackson County, running only for about a mile. It destroyed a building at the Ag Co-op in Andrew and snapped several trees. A second twister was spotted in Scott County Sunday morning and was rated an EF0 with winds around 80 miles per hour. It hit the ground at 6:25 a.m. and lifted a minute later, striking no buildings. And the storm packing strong straight-line winds damaged property in rural southern Union County Sunday. Emergency management officials said tree limbs were down and an auger blown over on the Adams-Union County line. The damage occurred just before 8 a.m., about 2 miles north-northwest of Kent. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 10 a.m. today for Taylor, Union, Southern Cass, Ringgold, and Adams counties. A flash flood watch continues in effect for most of our listening area as well until 9 a.m. A flood advisory is in effect until 9:15 for southwestern Harrison, northeastern Mills, and Pottawatomie counties. And there is a flash flood warning that is in effect for south central Montgomery and eastern Page counties until 7:45. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports a Cass County man was arrested Friday afternoon at the Adair County Jail on 2 felony warrants for a controlled substance violation stemming from an undercover sale that took place in December 2015. 47-year-old Bradley Leo Ranney of Messina was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $150,000 cash-only bond. Officials say between December 1st and 31st of last year, Ranney is alleged to have possessed and delivered more than 5 grams of methamphetamine to an undercover officer in Bridgewater. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports also 49-year-old James Alana Clemish of Adair was arrested Thursday morning for serious domestic abuse assault in connection with an incident earlier in which he had struck his wife allegedly at the mouth of his residence, causing visible marks and injury. Clemish was released from custody later that day on a $1,000 cash bond or surety. Other arrests in Adair County include 42-year-old Mark Emgarten of Adair on July 16th for OWI first offense and 36-year-old James Robert Sims of Fontenelle on July 15th for driving while barred. Emgarten was later released on $1,000 bond, while Sims was released on $2,000 bond. A traffic stop in Fremont County late Sunday night resulted in a pursuit and arrest. Sheriff Kevin Astrup says a deputy tried to stop a vehicle for a traffic violation. The vehicle, driven by 33-year-old Brandon Buckner of Hamburg, was reportedly involved in a previous incident Sunday evening. Buckner refused to stop for the deputies and led them on a chase through the city limits of Hamburg. He was arrested when the pursuit ended in the 500 block of Main Street in Hamburg. Buckner was brought to the Fremont County Jail and faces multiple traffic violations and was awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Authorities say alcohol was believed to be a factor in the chase, but their investigation was ongoing. No damage or injuries were reported in connection with the incident. Police in Red Oak say a man was arrested early this morning for public intoxication. 23-year-old Timothy John Jennings of Glenwood was arrested in the 2300 block of Northeastern Avenue at around 4:15 a.m. Jennings was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. Red Oak police arrested a man early Sunday morning on an assault charge. 28-year-old Robert Richard Fate of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:25 a.m. on a charge of simple assault. He was being held on $300 cash bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in solving an armed robbery that took place late Saturday night. Authorities say at around 11:40 p.m., officers were called to the Walgreens store at 2508 West Broadway in Council Bluffs following a reported robbery. The suspect had entered the store, displayed a black handgun, and demanded cigarettes and money from the cash register before leaving the store westbound. He was described as being a white male, wearing a dark gray hooded sweatshirt, a black ball cap, black gloves, and white mask. There is a still frame image from store surveillance video available for you to view on the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. The suspect was not located and the investigation is ongoing. If you have any information about that crime or any other crime, you can contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. Omaha police say a motorcyclist from Iowa is dead and a Nebraska driver of a car that hit him has been arrested. Police say the crash happened around 1:30 a.m. Saturday at 60th and Center Streets in South Omaha. Investigators said a westbound car caused the collision when it turned left in front of a motorcycle operated by 31-year-old Dustin Roof of Council Bluffs. Roof was taken to an Omaha hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say a 27-year-old Papillion, Nebraska man who was driving the car was arrested on suspicion of felony motor vehicle homicide. Investigators believe alcohol consumption was a factor in that crash. In our funeral announcements, Terry Sue Anderson, age 74, of Anita, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Terry Anderson will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita is in charge of the arrangements. And Lois J. Peterson, age 81, of Logan and formerly of Elkhorn, Nebraska, died Saturday in Logan. Graveside services for Lois Peterson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.